The Michigan State University Department of Theater will stage 8 performances of a new play called UP starting tonight. UP was written by Michigan natives Mark Colson and Peter Mervis, and WKAR Scott Pohl attended a rehearsal last week to learn more about the show.
Big Mac. All big. I used to go up there whenever I had the chance. This bridge is something to see.
UP is the story of a man who's disillusioned with his life in Los Angeles, who sets off on a road trip to get his head together. The trip ultimately leads him to Michigan's Upper Peninsula and the roots he never knew he had. Charlotte native Mark Colson and collaborator Peter Mervis, who grew up in Howell, wrote the story as a screenplay 10 years ago, but Hollywood types didn't get the whole Upper Peninsula thing. Colson has converted UP for the stage, and MSU encouraged him to put the show on this season. He says its cinematic origins are reflected in this multimedia presentation, with film shot across the country.
I spent a couple of days in Los Angeles shooting, and then a friend of mine and I got into a car and drove across the country, right? And so we're hitting, you know, amazing stuff, especially in the West, right? Driving, you know. I think we were on Highway 40 for a bit of time, and then we got off on 2-lane highways, Monument Valley, many locations in Colorado, Durango. It was a fantastic trip, and so we have some really interesting footage.
Colson spent 20 years acting in Los Angeles with credits on shows like Mad Men, Bones, and Parks and Recreation. He's been on the MSU Theater Department faculty for about a year and a half. In this scene from UP, the lead character, John, holds a Mackinac Bridge snow globe as the specter of his grandfather reminds him of his roots.
Yeah, the Upper Peninsula. It's paradise up there. Lots of woods and no people. My kind of place. And the gateway to that whole thing is that bridge.
The Mackinac Bridge.
Well, what right. In the hell else would Big Mac be? It's your snow dome. What did you think it was? You're telling me that you picked that thing up, had been carrying it around for days and didn't even know what it was? You've been across it a bunch of times. Heck, I know all about it.
That's Kirill Shainerman in the role of the mystical grandfather, Forrest. Adam Sutherland has the lead role of John.
What John goes through is something that I feel like everybody goes through. He's an easily relatable character, and it's just something's not clicking in his life, and he's missing like a piece of himself. So what he does is he goes and searches for it, basically. He tries to find his roots, and that basically leads him to a certain brink that may push him to where he never thought possible.
Sutherland compares UP to The Wizard of Oz, a road trip with stops along the way.
It's like Dorothy and how she comes up with the Tin Man and the Scarecrow and the Lion. And I meet people, including characters like Mary, Letitia, and Gilbert, who all change me and listen to me, listen to what I have to say. And for John, that's very crucial because in his life in L.A., nobody really cared what he had to say. So it's a breath of fresh air coming and talking with these characters because they actually have open ears and care what he has to say.
Another character John encounters is Sharon, a waitress who's a real youper. Kara O'Connor is playing her.
She's very friendly, and she takes an interest in John because she lives in a small town where she's probably known every guy since she was 2 years old. And so she sees someone new, and he's attractive, and so she asks him to come to the VFW later. Hey, this will be fun kind of thing. So it's a fun scene. I really enjoy it.
A play about the Upper Peninsula is bound to be compared to Escanaba Into Moonlight, arguably the most popular Michigan-based play in the last few decades. Writer and director Mark Colson says his show isn't a broad comedy like the Jeff Daniels play.
I think there are laughs in it, right? But also, too, I think that the subject matter as far as someone, you know, truly being lost, losing their identity, losing connection with themselves, right, and trying to, you know, and looking for answers and then ultimately finding themselves, I think they're really two different things.
Though it started as a screenplay and has been adapted for the stage, Colson is still harboring hopes of putting UP on film.
We went down to Michigan Motion Picture Studios and we shot green screen down there. And so everybody's pretty well on board. We're establishing relationships with Michigan Motion Picture Studios. Also, too, the dean of the college is really interested in possibly pursuing this idea of film as well. So we really sort of feel like we have a lot of people in our corner. This is the first step, and I believe that we are going to take it to the next step.
The MSU Department of Theater production of UP has performances tonight through Sunday in the RCAH Auditorium inside Snyder Phillips Hall on the MSU campus. Showtime this evening is 7:30. There's some adult language in the play, so parents should consider whether or not to bring children. For Current State, I'm Scott Pohl.